Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back, and welcome new members. We've got a few folks in the last few days. Taras Kushnaruk, Lee Deng Bashar, and Udo Dambuk. I apologize for mispronouncing your name if I did that. I mispronounced the word. That was crazy. Well, hopefully this session will go better than that. But I have high hopes. I just turned 50, and I'm feeling a little philosophical about numbers. So I want to get into some polyrhythms. Maybe you'd like to join me. So if we think about what is a polyrhythm, by a polyrhythm, I actually use a different term in my book, which is called polypulse, but I'm not going to get into all that. It's called polyrhythm, meaning like one thing against another, one number against another number, you know, five against seven, three against four, that type of stuff. You can also have rhythms against other rhythms, you know, which is a whole other like area or another sort of more complicated version of the same thing. But right now, I'm just talking about like steady pulse against a steady pulse, you know, some sort of, you know, all these kind of things. You know, there's as many of them as you can think of numbers to put together, you know, which is, I guess it's infinite. But we'll deal with a finite number of them, and hopefully that can get you pretty far along. It has been a long study for me with these types of things. Some people are really, really good at it. I play with a pianist named Matt Mitchell, who's just a wizard genius with these types of things, you know, this against that, going to this against that, and really hitting all these different tempos and stuff like that. I work on it, and slowly, and I think I'm getting better. So anyway, I'll start with, what's kind of the place to start? It seems to me like the place to start is two and three. You know, two and three is like binary and ternary. You know, it's kind of the fundamental building blocks, right, of everything. I mean, you could say one also, but one, if we're thinking about like something against something, you know, so one against something is just that thing, you know, with like the beginning of it marked, right? So one against two is like, you know, so it's just like counting two, you know, and one against seven is, so that doesn't really create like new stuff. It just sort of marks one of them with the length of the other, you know. So two and three seems to be, you know, where things start happening, you know, binary and ternary. And that's, you know, could actually just be a lifetime of study just dealing with those two numbers. You know, I will give you a little guided practice here. I have no idea what I'm going to do, but I think it will have something to do with two and three. And let's make some decisions about what we will use for our building blocks. Let's pick two notes. A, playing the A with my second finger on the sixth string at the fifth fret. and a C. Let's do a C up here. C on the fifth fret, third finger, third string. You can use other fingers, doesn't matter. That's just comfortable to me. Okay, these are two notes for now. Because we kind of think of these as like two drums or two things that are operating kind of independently, right? Higher part of the guitar and some lower part of the guitar. Make sure I got my good sound here. I want to bring this down a little. My voice is going to be a little softer, but my guitar will sound better. And I'm more interested in the guitar than my voice. There we go. Okay, so what am I doing? Start like this, I guess. This is just C. Plucking the C. This could be any length. It could be in two, one, two, one, two. Could be in three, one, two, three, one, two, three. Could be in seven, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, one. Let's say it's in three. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. Let's play one against three with the A. So what I'm basically doing is marking the beginning of the three with this A. So if I want to make this two against three instead of one against three, I just have to double up that lower note. Where is it? It's right after the second triplet. Dekum. Where I said, made that sound. Now I just do that with the guitar. So because I told you to think in three, one, two, three, one, two, three. You're thinking, I got this bass note on one and like the and of two, one, two, and three. And you're thinking duple. Each beat is divided into two parts. If I play this hi-hat, or if you want to be a little more relaxed, maybe play longer beat like this. Now try and feel the A, the low A, as your primary, and feel in triplets. Sometimes it helps to move that note. Like if I move it between an A and a G sharp, for example. That helps me feel it in triple. Similarly, if I want to go back Well, let me not talk so much. This is more like a guided practice, right? So let's just practice. Right now you're feeling this. Your foot. Foot is here. Switch without stopping what you're playing. Keep it exactly the same. But the foot is going to go into feeling four parts in a beat instead of three. Top note if you want to help you feel three. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. Just back to the A and the C. Start to feel it back in the triple. Start feeling it back in the duple. One, two, three, 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 three. Back to triple. One, two. Back to duple. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One. Now this time we're going to try and switch the foot without stopping the foot. That is, without taking that little time to figure out what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and figure out what I'm doing, what I'm going to do while I'm doing it. First two chords of Corcovado, like F major 7 over A, and then like an A flat diminished with an E on the top, what do you call that? More like an F diminished with an F diminished with an A flat in the bass and E on the top. Anyway, whatever you call that chord, you know what I'm talking about. Triple. Let's go to duple. Triple, right, coming up. Let's just do four of each, so I don't have to announce it. Three, four. So I should hit the downbeat and then go to two and four. That's what. So when we make the switch, hit the downbeat and then go to two and four. Here we go. I'll hit the downbeat again. Opposite, where the faster tempo is in the bottom. It's the same two notes. So I feel this in three. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. I'm gonna play one against three. Marking the beginning of each three. I'm going to slow it down a little bit. Now I can two with against three. I just want to double up that upper note. Thank you.
quadruple. Switch between the two that we worked on. That meaning the three in the top and the two in the bottom, like this. And then I'm going to do eight of each. Six, seven, eight. Five, six, seven, eight. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One, two, three, four, five, six. Do it with chords. Corcovado. Ready? This time I'll change the chords. Switch. Again. Switch. switch. Stay relaxed. Enough of that. All right, thanks for joining me in our guided meditation / practice of 2 and 3, duple and triple. I could really just do that, you know, forever, something like versions of that. But there are many more places we can go with this. Please send a comment and let me know if this made sense, didn't make sense, was useful, was not useful. And videos are too long, didn't watch it, you know, stuff like that. They have been long lately, I'm sorry about that, but, you know, I get carried away. All right, see you next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video,
head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.